job in Pear Tree Youth Club. I absolutely loved. I loved all the local kids, and because I was young as well, I could relate to all of those. Yes. And then Ludwig was very popular at the time. That's at Hall Grove. Mm. I was asked if I'd like to go work in there, so I'd done the two. Mm. I'd done so many nights at Pear Tree, and then so many nights at Ludwig, which I equally loved. And I must have been there for a good 10 years. And then slowly the youth clubs, they seemed to dwindle out. There wasn't the money to keep the youth clubs going. And so anyway, by then, there wasn't very much work there. It was quite good, actually. It must have been about £5, something an hour, which is very good for then.
And what would your job involve?
Anything to do with the children, organising, whatever the kid. We used to have a meeting and say to the kids, right, what would you like to do? We had a pool team, we had different workshops going on, outings, we used to take them ice skating, anything, Halloween, we'd take them out and do things with the kids, anything that they would suggest, could we do? And if it was possible, we'd do. Well, we had a junior, which was five. You know, they had to be sort of five at least, then we had another one, I think it was 5 to 9, and then like 10 to 12 or 13, and then we had the senior ones, which finished at 17. So we had quite a different age group. They had 3 nights. I know we had... we had a Tuesday, a Thursday and a Friday. Mm. And then the other 2 nights I went to Ludwig. So the nights I weren't at Pear Tree, I went to Ludwig.
In comparison, what was Ludwig like?
Exactly the same. Most of the children that came to Pear Tree then came to Ludwig.
Right.
Because they enjoyed it so much. They were so popular at that particular time. We could, on a good night, we could have easy 50, 60 kids in. The older ones, I remember one time, they said, could they go to Soho? So we've got a mini coach. Well, okay, we'll take you to Soho. They were older. They were like 16, maybe 15, 16, 17. And anyway, we had a minivan and we went up to London. And we said, are you sure you want to go to Soho? Oh, yes. Anyway, okay. So the leaders, like the youth worker leaders, there's three of us. You had to have like 10, the ratio 10 to one child, something like that. I can't quite remember. Anyway, we parked at a particular spot and off they went. And we'd said, no, you be careful, all this, because... You know, it was a bit easier then, not like it would be today. Yeah. Off they went, and then we were to pick them up at this particular time to return home. And wow, were they excited! They were absolutely thrilled to bits to think they'd been to Soho, because it would have been such an adult place for them to go, and they absolutely loved it. And on the way home, they were saying, oh, we done this, and oh, we done that. I mean, they obviously didn't, but, you know, they were saying, oh, did you see that big fat woman? And oh, yeah, and, you know, really typical teenagers, but they never forgot it. When I've spoken to different people, you know, they say, oh, do you remember when we went to Soho? Do you remember when we went to ice skating?
And where did they go ice skating?
In London.
Yeah.
But also at Monk's Walk, they were wanting a youth worker there to go with them to ice skating. And then a couple of times to help when, like, people were maybe on holiday. So I went and helped out over there as well. Mm. And we went ice skating. Anyway, we had to do a head count when we returned. So anyway, this particular youth worker, he was counting, right? And he said, Heather, get out, right? I've counted you 3 times because I'm sure the kids, he was counting me as one of the children. That would have been like the late 70s. Oh, what time in the evening? I'd be down there for 7 o'clock. The junior one was 6:30, and the older one was 7 till 10. Was it 10p or something?
Each night?
Yeah, and often they'd sneak in. You know, I remember being on the door, and you'd see them. If you were, because it was so many, there might be 4 or 5 coming in at one time, and then you'd suddenly see somebody. Like, every year we used to have they had a float from the youth club. There was all, every factory would have a float. Yes. Anything that to do with the Garden City, they would put on a float. What else? Like the bakers, and I think that would have been about 79, 80.
Yes.
I can remember. I could, like,
give me any of the names.
Oh. Well, the other youth worker, who's my friend, Joe Webster, sadly has passed away.
Yes.
These have all got their own grown-up, but I can't actually put a name to any at this minute. I was like being, when I was a teenager, we didn't have youth clubs, so I was... But second childhood, I'm a teenager again. I'm just the same as them. We used to come all round and round. We'd decorate. We'd have a huge, huge big lorry come, and we'd decorate it. And I remember this particular one, they wanted to dress up as St. Trinian girls.
Yes.
And we'd go round the town and we'd show, give us a P, give us an E, give us an A.
Yes.
You know, the whole time, and time you got back to the youth club, you were hoarse, shouting. Yes. But hundreds of people would be out waving, and it was a big time, a happy time.
Yes.
But yeah, of course, all there were hundreds of floats, well, not hundreds, but a lot of floats that went through Guard City. It would be like even the cool merchants. Remember, they were
pilgrims.
Well, they put floats on, didn't they? Different Wellham stores, because it was Wellham stores.
Yes.
They might have a float. Mm. All the big shops seemed to have... It was advertising, wasn't it, as well? We were advertising the youth club, you know? And all I remember, we done the float, and then we came back, and we had to undress the lorry, because it had to be returned to where it came. But I can't remember anything after that.
Yes.